We all need encouragement at some point in time, whether it's for personal motivation, comfort, or reflection. An encouraging word can offer hope, inspiration, or a new perspective. Each week, we will explore biblical passages that will encourage and remind us of God's love, faithfulness, greatness, and sovereignty in our lives. So, let's start the week off right. I'm your podcast host, Drea, and you're now listening to Divine Exhortations. Hey, friend, and happy Monday, November 15th. Thank you for tuning into Divine Exhortations with Drea. This season is tailored for my friends to join me and share an impactful word with you every Monday. So if you haven't yet, please subscribe, leave a comment if you can, and share this podcast with someone else. All right, so today I am joined by my very good friend and sister in Christ. She is a lawyer and a lover of God's word, Andrea Kelly. Welcome to the podcast. How are you?
I'm great. I'm happy to be here.
Awesome. So once again, thank you for coming on this platform to encourage someone today. So before I have you share your word, what I typically do with my guests is just ask them if they can briefly share your experience on coming to know the Lord.
Sure. I actually met two Christians when I was in law school. That was like many years ago now. And I observed their conduct and their speech and had a lot of questions for them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they witnessed to me. I gave them a hard time in terms of defending their faith and the reason why they believe, but they rose to the occasion. And it wasn't many days hence before I was baptized. And then a couple of years later, I was filled with the Spirit of God. So I give them a lot of credit for bringing me to God and introducing me to the faith. And I'm just, I'm very grateful to them.
Amazing. Amazing. So thank you so much for sharing your salvation story with us. Really do appreciate that, Andrea. So at this time, I will allow you to lead us in your exhortation for today, and then you can just share what is laid upon your heart with us. So the mic is yours.
Sounds good. All right. So today we're going to talk about cultivating joy. And it's an important topic because our mental and spiritual health are increasingly threatened in today's world. There's a lot of pressure, yes, as we can see in the news. We can see in our families and our workplaces all over the place. There's, you know, there are attacks against our. Thus, our ability to successfully cultivate joy at will has become critically important. It's also important that we get the right perspective and focus so that we will not underestimate how to do things in an appropriate manner to maintain mm-hmm. that level of equilibrium within our bodies and our minds and our spirits, our psyche. As many spiritual texts and teachers advise, what we focus upon becomes larger. Thus, if we focus upon that which is true, honest, just, pure, lovely, and of good report, as instructed in Philippians 4:8, as well as allow those things to inform our perspective, certain to experience joy, hope, faith, and peace. Even yes. in the worst of circumstances, a mind trained to see the positives, that is the silver linings of a situation, will always find something about which to be grateful, which in turn brings peace and contentment. So let's talk a little bit about gratitude. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, "And everything give thanks, for this is the yes. will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." In fact, God gives numerous commandments in his scripture to give thanks to him for all things. It shows not only appreciation for the good things in our life, but trust that his wisdom and provision will see you through difficult times. So a few more scriptures, 2 Corinthians 4:15, "For all mm-hmm. things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. 2 Corinthians 9:11, being enriched in everything to all bountifulness, which causeth through us thanksgiving to God. Philippians 4:6, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. So he's essentially saying, don't worry, pray, supplicate, and give thanks.
Amen.
Colossians 2:6-7, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, established in the faith as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Colossians 4:2, continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. So you see this continuous admonishment, this continuous thread to give thanks, to do things with thanksgiving. So it's, there's a pairing that goes on with our actions in God. 1 Timothy 2:1 says, I exhort therefore that for all supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. 1 Timothy 4:4, for every creature of God is good and nothing to be refused if it be received with what? Thanksgiving.
Right.
So the Bible tells us that what happens when we give thanks as much as possible in every situation for all things is really, really positive blessings. Mark 4:28 shows us a little bit of what's happening when we're giving thanks and why we do it. For the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself, first the blade, then the ear, after that the full corn in the ear. So this is telling us that harvest is progressive.
Mm-hmm.
Each thing for which you're grateful is a sign of your healing, positive change, destiny coming to pass. They are the blades, then the ears, which ultimately will be followed by the full corn. Thus, the little things God is blessing you with should make you excited. That isn't your harvest. It's your blade and your ear. But harvest is coming. By giving thanks to God, celebrate those blades and ears in anticipation, expectation, and faith. Believe that the full corn is being formed and is on its way. The full corn includes complete health, joy, peace, contentment, fulfillment, abundance, and excellence. The more grateful you are, the more blessings you call into your life. What you focus upon becomes larger. You cannot focus on negativity and positivity at the same time.
Right.
Thus, choose positivity in the same way that God says there's life and death, choose life.
Right.
So we have negative and positive. I'm admonishing and encouraging, as does the scripture, choose positivity rather than negativity. Now, let's talk a little bit about doing God's word.
Mm-hmm.
There's a great importance in that because I've just given you the foundation for, or one foundation for cultivating joy. But how do we actually do that? I don't want to come at this subtopic with the often spoken about matter of obedience. Yes, obedience is important. There is no minimizing that. But perspective and framing this issue in terms of the blessings, benefits, and advantages that have already been provided in the spirit realm and which you can unlock and release into the physical realm is more encouraging than that. So we want to foster fear and reverence for God, but we also want to foster great love and appreciation for him, trust in him, and dependence upon him. James 1:22-25, that says, and I think this is a great scripture, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and we're looking for that in trying to cultivate joy, we're looking for liberty, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. Powerful stuff.
Yes.
Deuteronomy 6:3, one that I rehearse every morning as part of my devotion. Hear therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be well with thee, and that ye may increase mightily, as the Lord God of thy fathers hath promised thee, in the land that floweth with milk and honey. Now, when the scripture says observe to do it, it's talking about the commands of God. Deuteronomy 11:1, therefore thou shalt love the Lord thy God and keep his charge, meaning his commandments and his statutes and his judgments and his commandments always. Deuteronomy 1:8, therefore shall ye keep all the commandments which I command you this day, that ye may be strong, and go in and what? Possess the land, whither ye go to possess it.
Mm.
Joshua 1:8, another one of my favorites that I rehearse every morning. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and
day
night.
Day and night.
That thou mayest what? Observe to do. According to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. John 15:14 says, ye are my friends, Jesus is talking here, if ye do whatsoever I command you. Romans 2:13, for not the hearers of the law are just before God, but the doers of the law shall be justified. And I make these scriptures examples because so many of us are used to just hearing, sitting in church, or, you know, hearing a good word, hearing a good encouragement for those of us who, you know, who have spiritual desires and whatnot, but we don't actually put it into practice.
Mm-hmm.
Luke 11:28 says, but he said, yea, rather, blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. John 13:17 says, if you know these things, do them. So you can't really get happiness at saying just by hearing. That's what I'm taking from that.
Mm-hmm.
Luke 6:46, and why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Luke 8:21, and he answered and said unto them, my mother and my brethren, and we all want to be brothers and sisters of Jesus Christ, right? Are these mm-hmm. which hear the word of God and do it. That's who God's brethren are, those who do his word, don't just hear it. Finally, Matthew 7:24 says, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine, this is again Jesus talking, and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. So we can see here, we've laid the foundation through these scriptures showing the importance of doing God's word. Again, mm-hmm. it's not just about obedience and avoiding punishment and negative consequences. It's about unlocking benefits and advantages. Marianne Williamson reminds us, joy is what happens to us when we allow ourselves to recognize how good things really are. This is part of the practice that I'm presenting to you today. So part of my spiritual practice is I write in a journal of gratitude every morning, first thing, every day, in the same place, that is by my bedside.
Mm-hmm.
During this time, I aim to write 5 to 10 things for which I'm grateful. I consider positive events, occurrences, and blessings that have occurred in the recent past, likely that day or the evening before. The following scriptures are the foundation for the next part of my practice. Ephesians 5:18-20 says, and be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be ye filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hebrews 13:15 says, by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Thus, I spend some time worshiping and praising God, first with clapping of hands until the Spirit of God moves upon me, that is through quickening and speaking in tongues, then with my hands raised towards heaven, again, until I am quickened and I speak in tongues. And finally, by giving God wave offerings, again, until I am quickened and speak in tongues. All the while that I'm doing this, during each physical movement, clapping, raising hands, and waving hands, I'm saying, thank you, Jesus. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. While bearing in mind the things that I just wrote in my journal of gratitude. This way, the spiritual exercise is sincere, heartfelt, and focused. The scriptures command us to be filled with the Spirit. Waiting until I'm speaking in tongues allows me to know that I'm focused, that there is a spiritual connection between myself and God, and that my praise and worship has been accepted. I also want to avoid the situation that Samson found himself in, that the Spirit of God had departed from him and he didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to feel God when we're in devotion. We want to feel God throughout the day. We want to meditate on his greatness, his mercy, his goodness, right? Sometimes, as Ephesians 5:18-20 says, which I read to you earlier, just a moment ago, it instructs us to sing melodies unto God and in our hearts. So a song will come to my heart oftentimes, to which I sing out loud to the Lord to bless him. Okay. And this is, again, putting the scriptures into practice, cultivating joy. What's the result of this practice and this cultivation of joy? Well, by the time I hit the sidewalk for my daily walk, but he is my rock too. I'm very often on top of the world, bursting with energy, vigor, and excitement. Mm. I'm ready to exchange pleasantries with my neighbors and happy for nice weather, or maybe even not so nice weather. I'm healthy in my mind, ability to exercise. I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for tasks that are completed the previous day. And I'm thankful for a new day to do new things. Like, all of that just gives me joy. Mm-hmm. It gives me excitement. This is because keeping a journal of gratitude helps me to focus on all that is good in my life, though my life is far from perfect. Despite the failures, disappointments, and hardships, I experience so much joy because I cultivate it, including through the journal of gratitude. The point here being, it's not just something that happens. We actually have to do something.
Yes.
Okay. So Katrina Meyer says, she found joy and wonder in every little thing, and joy and wonder always found her.
Mm.
Very sound words.
Yes.
Recognizing and appreciating little things increases your joy. It's basically a cumulative effect. The cool thing about it is that the little things that you appreciate will be different from those things that I appreciate. I can tell you that it changed my focus, my mindset about a lot of things, especially about my health. You know, we've just gone through a pandemic, or we're still in it, depending on your viewpoint. Having experienced the occasional joint pain from rheumatoid arthritis, usually due to something I ate, I became grateful when I experienced absolutely no pain in my body. More often than not, I don't have pain, but I still renewed my commitment to say thank you when I'm pain-free.
Amen.
Instead of begrudgingly crawling out of my warm bed when nature calls in the middle of the night, I'm thankful that my kidneys work, for I realized that it doesn't have to be so.
Amen.
Instead of focusing on the fact that I wasn't able to get a close parking spot at the grocery store, I'm grateful that I have legs and I can walk, not to mention money to buy food, as well as the convenience and the easy access to more food than I could ever eat for years to come. So you're getting into a practice of recognizing what's good.
Mm-hmm.
The diligent practice of gratitude breeds great reward, including for your mental health. Choosing to focus on the positive, even seeking it out, will not only raise your spirits and shift your mindset, but bring more things into your life for which to be grateful. It's almost like a temptation for God. You keep saying thank you, he keeps dropping some more stuff, right?
Mm-hmm. You're right.
Whereas I usually write in my journal of gratitude first thing in the morning, I found myself reaching for it in the middle of the day, as I didn't want to forget the good things that were happening. I was also able to enjoy them in the moment. Not all of the good that I experienced was great or noble. Still, being grateful for even the smallest of benefits so often ushered me into a place of peace and contentment, a balance of sorts that so many of us need, especially given the past few years' events. Life can be hard, and we need something to help us get through these moments, and even not just get through it, not just survive it, but thrive in it.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
And we should bear in mind that although not every single thing that we experience is good, we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose, according to Romans 8:28. Furthermore, the thread that I witness in recording positive events and occurrences and practicing gratitude allows me to believe God and have faith when he says, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." And that's in Jeremiah 29:11. So I can trust God, you know, when I see those silver linings, when I see that those positive things, even in the midst of turmoil, I know he's got something, he's got a plan for me, and it's a good thing.
Yes.
Right? There are some other things we can do in addition to the practice of gratitude to cultivate joy, but they're all linked together. In times of negative emotions or mental state, whether stress, sadness, confusion, or anger, being able to cultivate this joy is important. I sometimes refer to this as being able to quote unquote self-medicate. We're all individuals with different quote unquote joy medications that work for us. Some find peace, harmony, and fulfillment in the following things: soft classical music, spiritual practices like prayer or meditation, faith-based scriptures, laughing with friends or family, physical activities like walking, boating, hiking, drives in the country, which is one of my personal favorites. Giving to people gives us joy, cooking and reading, wise counsel, and as we just discussed, journaling. All of these practices and sort of being able to identify what medicates you, so to speak, in a time of turmoil and distress is important. We need to take some time and figure that out for ourselves. Obviously, this list is not exhaustive, and our choice of quote-unquote medication will depend on taste, personality, culture, family background, etc. The point is to be ready to quickly implement your joy medication when moments of despair happen. Moreover, you should proactively and consistently practice your chosen joy medications such that the majority of your life is spent in peace and contentment with moments of elation and excitement. Ralph H. Blum says and reminds us, there is a calmness to a life lived in gratitude, a quiet joy. So with all of that said, it is my hope and prayer that this exhortation has encouraged, edified, and blessed you. Amen.
Amen. This word, Andrea, was so refreshing and filled with so many scriptures. My suggestion for my listeners today is that you replay this episode and take note of all the scripture references used. Okay, so let's be doers of his word and not only hearers of his word.
Amen.
Thank you so much, Andrea, for sharing out of the abundance of your heart with us today. Really do appreciate that.
You're welcome. You're very welcome. Be blessed.
So at this time, can you just close this episode out in prayer for us, please?
Sure. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for this medium, this technology that allows us to be connected the world over in such a fashion. Thank you for your scripture, your word. Thank you for just caring for us and being able to equip us, Lord God, for the trials and the turmoils of life. We are better off having had these words. Lord God, as we go at this time, I pray that we wouldn't quickly forget the things that have been said through your spirit today. And I pray, Lord God, that we would seek to do more of your word, more of your will, and just have abundance and relationship with you, Lord, experiencing all of your benefits and your advantage. We ask this in your powerful and mighty name. Amen.
Amen. I pray that this exhortation has inspired you to act on God's word, challenged you to believe what his word says, and encouraged you to put your confidence in him. With that being said, have a wonderful week, everyone. Much love and many blessings. Bye. Hey, friend. Thank you for listening to today's exhortation. I believe you were inspired, challenged, and encouraged today. Because of that, don't keep it to yourself. Share this podcast with a friend, a family member, even a coworker. Feel free to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. I would greatly appreciate it. Thank you for allowing me to be a part of your day. I really feel so special. Let's do this again. See you next Monday.